Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. Every Sunday we are here at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Elaine. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I want to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us while we slept and we slumbered. We thank you, Father God, for providing for us. We thank you for making a way out of no ways for us, Father. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the needs of the people be met in your name. Father, you know their every need, Father. You know exactly what they need. All they need to do is ask. Father God, we know that you're able to supply because we know that you're a way making God. You're able to make a way out of no way. Father God, we just thank you right now for making a way for whoever the person is or people or families that need help, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you would send forth an angel, oh God, to help them or to bring them what they need in their time of need, oh Father. Father God, we just give you honor and glory, oh God, for the supernatural things. Father God, we praise you, Father God. We worship you. We adore your name, oh Lord. We magnify your name, Father. We lift your name up on high. Hallelujah. For you are God, and there is no other God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in, Father, all over the land, Father. We pray that you will comfort them, Father. We pray, Father God, for those who are lost and need a Savior. We pray that they will come unto the Father, oh, Father God, through Jesus Christ. Father God, we also pray, Father God, for those who are behind prison bars, oh, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will uplift them in their spirits. Father God, we pray, Father God, for love. We pray, Father, for the world needs love. More love, Father. Father God, we pray for peace in areas where there's a lot of confusion, where there's a lot of destruction, where there's a lot of pain and sorrow and trouble. Father God, we just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would know that it's not through violence, but it's through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that peace will come. Oh, Father God, because you are the judge. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for peace in the land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you honor and praise. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you, Father God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You did it because you loved us just that much. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and we give you honor. We thank you, Father, for your word that is about to come forth, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let every listener, Father God, be a hearer and a doer of your holy word, Father. Oh, Father God, just push me to the side, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and speak through your vessel, Father, for I am just a servant, oh, God, and I magnify your holy name. Father, use me, Father, for your divine purpose, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's not me, God, but it's you. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. If you would, if you have your Bibles and if you're out and about when you get in, if you would read 1 John, we'll be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter today. Amen. Glory to God. 1 John, the 4th chapter. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 9. But while you're doing that, I love this song, and I'm just going to sing some of the chorus of the song, and nobody can sing it better than Luther, but Luther can really sing this song, and it's on one of his Christmas CDs. Glory to God. It is just absolutely beautiful. And it goes like this. This is my version of it now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that they're just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that they're just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that they're just too little love. Hallelujah. What the world needs now is love. Hallelujah. The world needs more love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I love that song. That is a beautiful song. Can nobody sing it better than Luther Vandross? Amen. Awesome song. Amen. I will be coming from 1 John the 4th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 9. And the word of God reads, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." Verse number 10, wherein is love? Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation sacrifice for our sins. Amen. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after and complete this chapter, because it's about the love of God. Amen. Glory to God. The title of our message today is "The Proof of God's Love Towards Us." The Proof of God's Love Towards Us. If I may go back to the Old Testament, because it proves that God loved us first. Because the scriptures have said unto us, herein is love. In other words, this is love. Not that we loved it God, but that he loved it us. And when we go back to the Old Testament, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, God is showing us through the old prophet of old, through the prophecy, that God loved us first. He loved us so much that he sent love down from heaven. He sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the old prophets of old predicted many things about 100 years before Jesus was born into the world. This is a proof of God's love for us, hallelujah to Jesus, and that God had already made a plan, hallelujah, for our salvation, that we might be saved, healed, and delivered. A matter of fact, the Bible tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, that the prophet Isaiah said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign." And he was talking about the miracle birth of Jesus. And the prophet goes on to say, Isaiah goes on to say, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son who was to be called the Son of God." This is proof of God's love, hallelujah to Jesus, that he was going to bring forth his Son. Hallelujah. Also in Isaiah glory, hallelujah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse, it says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, that will come and save his people. And it gave him, in this particular chapter, many different names for Jesus, Emmanuel, the mighty counselor, that he will come. Even the prophet Michael prophesied, hallelujah, where Jesus would be born, in Bethlehem, hallelujah to Jesus. So this is proof of God's love for us, hallelujah, first, hallelujah, to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And as we go back into the New Testament, we look at Matthew, or if we look at Luke, it talks about how God sent forth an angel. Hallelujah. God sent forth an angel unto the Virgin Mary. Glory to God. And the angel said unto Mary, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. This is proof of God's love, because God is getting ready to send forth his son into the world for us. This is God's love towards us, because he's about to give unto us a child and a son that will be our Savior, hallelujah to Jesus, and save us, hallelujah, from our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. The proof of God's love, John says in John 3:16, glory to God, God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. This is proof of God's love towards us. Hallelujah to Jesus, because God loved us so much, he sent his son. Hallelujah to Jesus. And our scripture tells us today that in this was manifested the love of God. In other words, God gave us proof. He gave us evidence. Hallelujah. He gave us a truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus appeared, glory to God, when he was born through the Virgin Mary and he dwelled among us, hallelujah, in the flesh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Matter of fact, the Bible calls it that holy thing in Luke. Huh? Hallelujah to Jesus. The seed of love, glory to God. God loved us first. He showed his love towards us by bringing forth his son. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. The proof of God's love towards us is when he gave his one and his only begotten son to be the sacrifice for the world's sin. This is the proof of God's love towards us. It was what he did. Is how he showed his love. He proved his love by the action that he took. Glory to God. It's like many times when we are in relationship. We have a Jodas. We're going to call them Jodas and Jodas. Hallelujah. They tell us that they love us. You know I love you, babe. You know you my man. But at the same time, glory to God, they're not giving you a truth. Because if they truly love you, glory to God, love says, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to respect you. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm not just going to call you when I need something. Because, see, God showed his love towards us with the truth. And he gave us evidence of his love by what he had done for us. See, many people love to play with that thing called love. But we need to be very careful, because you hurt people when you play with love. Glory to God. When people truly love you and you deceive them and you mistreat them, Glory to God. Love does not hurt. My God. See, the Bible says that Jesus came. God showed his love by manifesting Jesus Christ through his birth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus was the one that went through all of the suffering. It was Jesus. It was no other little G-God that came forth, nor sent their son for our sin. It was only God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The proof of God's love towards us. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. When he came down from the heavens, glory to God. And hallelujah to Jesus. And it was placed inside of the womb of the virgin. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he wrapped the flesh around his spirit. That's love.
That's love, y'all.
That's love. That's love. God proved his love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He dwelled among us. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That was love. That's real love. Many are seeking love. We all want to be loved. Glory to God. Everybody wants love. Children want love. Your dog want to be loved. Your cat want to be loved. Your husband and your wife want love back. Everybody seeks love. True love comes from above. Because God is love. Not that love is God, but God is love. His spirit is of love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's because of his love. Hallelujah to Jesus, that we have eternal life. Glory, hallelujah. The miracle of God's love for us, that he sent his only begotten son into a world that was dying of its sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. The love of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God. God says unto us that I love you. And I loved you first. Glory, hallelujah. I manifested my son, glory to God, that you might have life through the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he said, whosoever, as many as will receive him, shall be saved. Glory, hallelujah. This is proof of God's love because he sent his son that we might have life. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, God. He's such an awesome God that he loved us more than we love our own self. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God sent his son to be the perfect sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. The proof of God's love. Hallelujah, towards us was that God gave his only son who was crucified upon the cross. My God, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, gave his only son. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. His son was afflicted. His son was persecuted. Hallelujah. He was falsely accused and he was lied on. My God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus carried the old rugged cross. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it was carried out of love. Oh, God. The Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that he was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word. It was not because of his sin, but it was our sin. Glory, hallelujah. The proof of God's love. Oh, hallelujah, towards us. The proof of his love. Hallelujah to Jesus. When he allowed his son and gave his son, that he shed his blood upon the cross. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. the fruit of God's love, hallelujah, toward mankind and the world. When God sent forth his son, hallelujah, and he was wounded for our sins, he was pierced in his side. Glory, hallelujah, that Jesus, he was beaten so much that you could not tell that he was a man. Oh, hallelujah, that Jesus, the proof of God's love is when they nailed him to the cross and they nailed his hands, when they nailed his feet, the proof of God's love. When they praise the crown upon his head, and they pierced it through his skin, and blood came streaming down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But Jesus, glory, hallelujah, did it for us, and it was all done out of love. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. My God, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I don't know anybody that would do that for me. I don't know anybody that would go through the affliction that Jesus went through, that God allowed and God gave you his only son for our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It's something about the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. It was shed. That's proof of God's love towards us. Can you imagine the pain and the suffering that Christ went through? God's only son. He was his only son. Hallelujah. His only son. He suffered. Out of love for us. He took our place. He was innocent. We were guilty. But he said not a mumbling word. Glory, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. The proof of God's love was that Jesus was born. He suffered on the cross of Pilate. Glory to God. He was crucified. He died and he was buried. But he rose again. Glory to God. That's proof of God's love. He loved us first. Hallelujah to Jesus. He loved us first and he sent his only son unto this world. No greater love than the world has ever known than the love of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The love of God. It's really a mystery. Many of us can't understand how he loved us that much, that he would send his only son to go through all that he had to go through. Jesus had no sin. But God made a way. He made a way to show us and to prove to us that he loved us. Because he didn't want us to be separated from him by our sins. Glory to God. The proof of God's love is evidence in the scriptures. Whether it be in the Old Testament, whether it be in the New. God has given proof and he has given evidence that he is God, that Jesus is the only Redeemer, Jesus, the Son of God, is the only one that came to be a sacrifice for the world. He was the perfect sacrifice. That's why the Bible says blood of goats and calves couldn't do it. And God sent forth his son to prove his love to the world. Many people today don't even know the true meaning of love. But we know the true meaning of love when we come to know the Savior. True love cometh from God. Not from the world, but from God. When you find the Savior, you find Jesus, that's when you're going to find true love. That's when you're going to find the divine love. Because he's already proven. He's already given proof. Jesus loves you. God loves you. He's already done that. It's up to you to receive his love. He's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to make you do anything. It's your choice. Choose this day who you will serve. You can't serve the world and God. God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son into the world. His only son. He sent him. He sent him for us. I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he did. Glory, hallelujah. Men are seeking love today. They're seeking it in things. They're seeking it in people. But that what you're seeking. I mean, I understand. Hallelujah. Because I've been there. You're looking for love. You may not have had your father in your life. And you're looking for that man, glory to God, to feel or give you that love that you didn't have as a child. Seek Jesus for love. And when you find him, and then you pray and you ask God to send you the man that he has for you, glory to God. Because you want the one that God sent to you. You don't want the one that the world going to send to you. You want the one that God has for you. And in order for you to get your Boaz, you're going to have to know who Jesus is. Because God is love. And in order for them to love, they got to truly know the Savior. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, that he loved us so much that he sent proof of his love towards us. He sent his only begotten Son into the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. God, love is real. It's everlasting. It's an agape love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has given us many proofs of his love. Hallelujah. Receive the gift of love today from the Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know the Savior, the only begotten Son, who God sent to prove his love for you, if you will say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, change your life today, hallelujah, be saved, change your life, repent for real, amen. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God, and leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. I do hope and pray that you tuned in to the first half of the Hour of Power with Prophetess Martha, Prophetic Corner, coming out of Proverbs today. Amen. Don't forget about Tuesday night, show One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophet Yvonne Rao, who is the president and founder of Without Laws Worldwide Ministry. And I hope you tuned in Saturday to Evangelist Elder Askew Show, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and do our benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. You be blessed. Know that God has already made a way. He has proved his love towards us, hallelujah, by sending his only begotten Son into the world that we all might be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen.